This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Vav. The Mechaber said, Ein tzarich lesartet kiyum shita al yani. You only have to etch the top line. B'meini yodea liyashar hashita b'loy sirtut. If you can't make the line straight without etching them, yisartet kashua, so you need to etch all the lines. So it's not like tefillin. Tefillin, you need to... It's not like, excuse me, mezuzah. Mezuzah, you need to etch all the lines. However, the opinion of the Mechaber is that for tefillin, you only have to etch the top line unless you can't write straight. V'lo yisartet be'oiferes. Do not etch with lead. Because then the place that you etch will be colored. So etch with something that won't leave a mark. Says Rama Haga V'yeshayimrim. Some say shesach l'sarte tamid l'malu ulamata minatzadim. Some say you need to etch above, below, and the sides. Afal pishi yadei lichtoy b'loy sirtot. Even though you could write without etching. V'cheinoy again. That is the minhag. Now again, we saw the Bir Halach yesterday. What if you didn't do etching at all? Then it's a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and other shitais. Rabbeinu Tam said it's possible, and other shitais said that it would be okay with the Yevet. Now, the Mechaber said that if you can't write straight without etching, you need to etch all the lines. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavav Yisarte Perush L'Chadchila, all the lines. Why Mishum Zakeli V'Anveyo? To beautify the mitzvahs, even though the Dershu points out, nobody could see it on the outside. What Zekeli Vanveo is it to have the lines written straight when nobody ever sees it? There's still an inyan of Zekeli Vanveo. But the Evid Afilim Leisertate, because of Ashitais Akumais, Ein Lev Salat Tefillin. Nevertheless, if the lines are not straight, sometimes you see Tefillin, Sefer Torah Mezuzah, things don't look that straight, it's not puzzle. The Oiferes don't use lead, says Mishmarab Chain Bediyoi. Ink of a sikra or a red pigment, v'chol kiyotze b'zeh, or any light, or any of the like, which is a color. V'afilu bein hashitim, also l'sartet by. Even between the lines, you cannot etch with it. Even the dirshu brings that, let's say you want to make some kind of signature for identification so that it's not stolen, or you want to make a hechsher on the hide somewhere. The Mikdash Ma'at says it's Asr. Rav Moshe says, and the Tzitz Eliezer says, not even to draw on the opposite side of the cloth. You should not have any writing on anywhere other than the writing of the Stam. Okay, Vaiter. V'chozal l'chadchila avu d'yavid ein l'hachmer. But d'yavid, you would be able to etch with something that has a color. Ken kasavach lechem chamudois ve'el yarabah uvitshuvas devar shmuel simen shin samach beiz mefak beik b'zeh. The tshuvas devar shmuel is mefak beik, whether b'diyaved it's kosher, ma'oid, in mesurtat b'shum tseva shachar. In the tshuvas devar shmuel, he questions this very much. If you etch with any black color, machmas negias ois ba'ois al yidei hasirtot hashachar, because you might cause the letters to touch. Imloi dekosav mitachas hasirtot ayin sham. It seems like the issue here is it might cause the letters to be touching. Now, what does that mean? Why would the letters be touching? The answer is, let's say you write the word Shema. So the Shin and the Mem, if they're both on the line, and the line has ink in it, so now they're connected through the ink of the line. So the issue of... some place can say, okay, but the Yevet, if there's ink or there's coloring in the line, it's not a problem. But the Shaila of the Dvar Shmuel is that the ink in the line may cause the letters to be considered connected unless you write under the etching. In other words, it's the etching of stam is different than regular etching when you write. Usually you have a line under the letter. The etching by stam, the line is above the letter. But if you're just using, let's say, the etching as a way to keep the writing straight, and you're writing below the etching, which has color, then even the Dvar Shmuel would agree, b'di'evet, it would be kosher. Okay, you ready? First, let's read Siv Zayin today. I'm very prepared to read Siv Zayin because I was just in the tannery in Fez. So hopefully we'll have some clue what this means. Siv Zayin, Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. It is Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, Tefillin al HaKlaf. Tefillin has to be on Klaf, V'loy al Haduch Sustois, V'loy al Hagvil. It has to be on the parchment and not on what is called Duch Sustois and not on Gvil. The Bir Halacha says, what is Gvil? Gvil is hide that wasn't smoothed. You only took off on the side of the hair and you fixed it, but on the side of the flesh, nothing was removed. So the Gvil is sort of the outer hide where you took off the outer layer of hair, but the inner layer toward the flesh was not smoothed out. If you want to know what that means, you could look at the clip of the shear that went up last night from the Fezin, from the tannery in Fez. You'll see the guy smoothing out the hair off the top of the hide. Okay, that's Gevil. Gevil is the outer side. But now the Mechaber is going to explain what these things are. Koysen ala klaf b'makoyim basar. You write on the klaf on the side of the meat, v'imshina pasal. If you wrote on the other side, it's pasal. Mahu klaf. What is klaf and what is duchsustais? Why doesn't he say what is gvil? Gvil, we're supposed to know. That's what the Bir Halecha identifies as the ar shaloi nechlak. Ha'ar b'shas ibudai, the hide, when you tan it, chalkin oisai l'shnayim, you divide it into two. V'chelek ha'chitzoin shulatzad ha'seyar nikra klaf. The outer side, which is toward the hair, is called klaf. V'hapnimiya davik labasar nikra duchsustos. The inner half, that is on the meat, on the muscle, is called duchsustos. So again, basically you skin the animal, and the skin has two parts to it. The hide has two parts, the outer half toward the hair, and the inner half toward the meat. Now, the inner half is called duchsustos. You can't use duchsustos. Now, what does it mean you write on the klaf litzad habasar? Ulefizeh ki amrinon koisvin ala klaf b'makam basar. According to this, when we say you write on the klaf on the side of the basar, ha'inu b'makam ayoyser kav labasar, the inner half, the ha'inu b'makam chiburai, that is the part that is attached kishu davak leduchsustos, that is connected to the duchsustos. I mean, very simple. Basically, let's say the hide, you know, the hide has two parts. The outer half, the hair grows out from here. There are two layers. The outer layer is the klaf. The inner layer is the duchsustos. Okay, I was asked to raise it so that the camera could see also. The outer half is the klaf. The inner half is the duchsustos. And the inner half is no good. You can't use the duchsustos. The outer half, one side the hair grows from, and that's smoothed out, and the other side is the side near the flesh. You have to use this side, and you can't use that side. So it's the inner part of the outer layer. Now, the Bir Halacha said, Gvil is also the outer layer, but basically the R. It sounds like gevil is not shaloi nech, not that it's not smoothed, but gevil is the hide that wasn't split into two. It wasn't split into klaf and duchsustos. By the way, in the dirshu, they give some further explanation in note 36. He says there are three types of hide used for stam: gevil, klaf, and duchsustos. Hide that is completely tanned and not divided is called gevil. Okay, so nechlak does not mean smooth; it means divided. So if it's not split into half, it's called gevil. But if it's split into two, the outer half is called klaf, the inner half is called duchsustos. In Masechta Shabbos, Ayin Tes Amud Beis, we bring Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Tefillin are written on klaf, on the inner part, Keneged the Basar. Mezuzah is written on Dechsustus, on the outer half, opposite the hair. Sefer Torah is written on Gvil, where the hair is. Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay, so now we know what these three things are. Gvil is completely worked hide that was not split into half. Sefer Torah is written on Gvil, on the outer half. Tefillin is written on Klaf, on the inner half. Mezuzah is written on Dechsustus, on the outer half. Tefillin written on Dechsustus, or on Gvil, or on Klaf, the Makam Seir, is Pasal. Now, very interesting, the Dirshu brings that nowadays we're not noyig to divide the R into two. We don't do this. You hear this? Nowadays we don't do this. But rather, we scrape the inner half, mitzad abasar, very well, until you basically scrape away all the duchsustos and you're left only with klaf. And then, on the hair side, you scrape the outer shell in order to smooth it, and this is the klaf that's kosher for tefillin. And the Nishmas Adam writes, not to scrape a lot from the hair side, in order that you're left with the klipas ha'ar ha'alyona, which is the klaf. The Chassam Sofer says, you don't have to worry about that. Because as long as you peel away from the R, the part that's nagea b'basar, that's nechshav klaf, even if you peel away from mitzad ha'seyar. Interesting. Okay, let's finish the mechaber here. Ulufiza ki amrinon koisin al haklaf b'makam basar. When we say you write on klaf where the flesh is, haynu b'makam hayoyser kav labasar, the closest place to the flesh. The haynu b'makam chiburai, that is where it's connected. K'shudavak ladachsustos uklafim shalanu she'in cholkim oisam. Our klaf that we don't divide, yeshlem din klaf, they have a din of klaf. The koisim aleim letzad basar. And you write on the side near the meat. Aye, but that's gevil. You haven't divided in half. The answer is, shemasha megorin klipas alyona, by scraping away the top shell, shabamakim ser, enoi ela kidei mashetzach l'sakna lachlika, that's only smoothing it. Vafilum, meaning you can't write on that part. You have to write on the other part, samach lebasar, not on the outer part. Vafilum hayu cholkim ha'ar l'shnayim, even if you would divide it into two, tzarch legarim imenu kach, you'd have to scrape the outer part. Umitzad habasar, but from the side that's touching the flesh, goyrin harbe, you scrape a lot, she'en nisha ela klap levad, that you scrape away all the duchsustos, but there's no, all you're left with is klaf. In other words, what the Mechaber is saying is like this, that nowadays, we basically use gevil, we don't split the hide into two. The only thing is, we smooth out the outer part. However, the Mechaber says you can't write on the outer part, because what you're removing on the outer part is just to remove the outer hairs. But on the inner part, you're scraping away so much, so basically what you're doing is, instead of splitting off the dechsustos, you're scraping away the dechsustos. Meaning, instead of making two layers and writing on the inner layer of the inner layer of the outer layer, right? Instead of making two, splitting the two layers and writing on the inner part of the outer layer, you're basically just scraping away the inner layer. You're getting rid of the dechsustos completely, so you're left with just klaf. And it seems like it's a machloikis between the Nishmas Adam and the Chassam Sofer, how much of the outer layer, how much of the hair you're allowed to scrape, where the Nishmas Adam says not to scrape too much, and the Chassam Sofer says it's not really, it's not an issue if you scrape too much. Okay, let's see if we'll see perhaps some of the other bir halachas tomorrow. Thanks everybody for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.